You're listening to the audio production of Spring for Susanna by Catherine Richman, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jessica Holton.
To my folks, a house full of books is a launching pad for life. Chapter 1. Please, Lord, let my Susanna be on this train and give me some fancy talking so she'll stay. Fourth siding, the conductor yelled as he trundled down the aisle. Your stop, miss. Susanna peered through the soot-covered window. Nothing. No false-fronted buildings, no hardy pioneer families riding in wagons, no tented gatherings of fur trappers and gold miners. Just drab, brownish-green grass waving all the way to the horizon, as it had since Fargo this morning. Dakota Territory had to be the emptiest place on Earth. She pulled a letter from the pocket of her traveling suit. Fourth Siding was scrawled beneath his name, but no further directions. I'm needin' a wife, he'd written in bold, angular letters, a mix of cursive and manuscript. The second page, folded with it for safekeeping, was written by Reverend Mason in precise script, round letters, all slanting right. Surely this Mr. Jesse Mason would be like his brother, the minister. A kindly gentleman with a placid temperament. Susanna stowed the letter. The engine swung onto the sidetrack. This was it. Time to make a good first impression. She patted her chignon, tucked in hairpins, straightened her bonnet and veil. She shook out her skirt, smoothed her jacket, and pulled on her gloves. Her fluttering drew the attention of the other passengers, two soldiers and a civilian. The civilian, a grizzly bear of a man, shot a stream of tobacco juice in the general vicinity of the spittoon, then swabbed the dregs on the sleeve of his checked shirt. His beard parted, showing a raw space where an upper incisor should be. Susanna shuddered. Poor dentist. Please let my husband have all his teeth, and let him be free of the tobacco habit. Susanna stopped herself. It was no use praying. If God listened, she wouldn't be in this predicament. The Almighty wasn't going to help her. That much was clear. She'd just have to manage in her usual way, without divine intervention. With a squeal and jerk of the brakes, the Northern Pacific westbound run pulled up to a small platform. Late summer sun baked the new wood of a locked shed. No sign of Mr. Mason or anyone else to meet her. No town, no depot, no hotel. Susanna's heart sank. Well then, she'd ride on, wherever the train went. The tobacco spitter stood and stretched, filling the aisle with his bulk. I'll fetch a grip. His bristly paw engulfed the handle of her satchel, which contained her change of collars and cuffs, handkerchiefs, and towel, all in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?